ship access procedures. That is complete. Please enter your digital access code.
Access granted.
You're listening to Everything's Gone Grey on Retro Forward Radio.
Well, we haven't played any Birthday Massacre in a while, so let's start things off with a remix by them.
We'll be right back.
just walk this way to the dawn of the light. The wind will blow into your face as the years pass you by. Hear this voice from deep inside. It's the call of your heart. Close your eyes and you will find there's a jot of the dark. Here I am. Will you send me an angel? Yeah.
And that was Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne. Before that, Send Me an Angel by The Scorpions, and the after party mix of Make a Star by Dope Stars Incorporated. This is Raised here, and I'd just like to welcome you to another episode of Everything's Gone Grey. It is, of course, Sunday the 25th of 2007. Can you believe that I've already done 50 shows? Because I cannot. Anyway, the Make a Star mix was actually by the band The Birthday Massacre. So, I figured I hadn't played anything by them for at least a couple shows anyway. So whatever. Good times. Anyway, that was a nice taste of the 80s, I suppose. Let's kick it into the 90s. This is a song that doesn't really fit in with the rest of the stuff, but it's so damn good, I needed to play it. So, everyone, hopefully you're in the mood for a little bit of grunge. Enjoy. Or try to.
Yellow sun.
As some of you may have guessed by now, that was a new track from Typo Negative off of Dead Again called Some Stupid Tomorrow. Pretty kick-ass CD, I gotta say, once again. If you're a Typo fan, go out and buy it. Same kind of grooves as usual. All new stuff. Awesome, awesome stuff. Before that was the song Life by Devin Townsend off of the album Ocean Machine. And before that, an oddball on this show, because we don't usually kind of play that music-ish stuff. Boy, I messed that sentence up. Anyway, that was Jeremy by Pearl Jam. You're probably asking, what the hell is Pearl Jam doing on my show? But, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even care. It's a good song, and that CD's good, and I'm not really a grunge fan or a Pearl Jam fan, but the show's about good music, right? So it shouldn't really matter what genre the music is. And, because of that, I figured I'd play, something by Eric Clapton, which is another kind of oddball for this kind of a show, but don't worry, it's not that much of an oddball, because it's actually a cover. The reason I want to play this is because I'm actually going to see Eric Clapton at the MTS Center on the 28th, and that should kick some severe ass. Actually, I'm taking my dad, because he's, like, in love with that kind of music. So, yeah. And, of course, Clapton's got a few good tunes. I don't just listen to the dark stuff. Anyway, alright, here we go with the Eric Clapton cover, Tears in Heaven by Gregorian, the same guys who did that crazy hymn cover.
Thank you. can take you from me. You will be forever mine.
Thank you.
And there we go with our mandatory and incredibly necessary New Order fix. That was the Mike Hawes mix of Vicious Circle, which is actually a B-side to the Republic album. I think it was featured on one of the Ruined in a Day digipacks, or something along that lines. Anyway, there's two mixes of the song. That was the Mike Hawes mix. Right on. Before that was It's So Easy by Valerie Dore, and the Eric Clapton cover, Tears in Heaven, by a band called Gregorian, who, you may recall, did a cover of a hymn song, Join Me. They take a lot of modern songs and do them in the style of Gregorian chants. It's kind of interesting, to say the least. Really mellow and really chilly. And that's what they do. Yep. Okay, one last thing I have to mention here. If anyone here likes Jerry Seinfeld by chance, he's actually in a new movie coming out in November of 2007, a little early, but I just found out about it, called B-Movie, where he plays a bee. He's like the voice of an animated bee, and I'm not sure exactly what the plot of it is, because there's not much on the website, but you can check it out anyway. There's two trailers at www.bmovie.com, and trust me, it's worth a look. It's quite funny, and it'll cause you to laugh more than likely. Oh, Jerry. Anyway, as our show's coming to an end, we haven't really had any rock. I mean, we've had rock, but nothing really heavy, so here's a cover of The Beautiful People. That should kick some ass. signing out. Our 50th show. Holy shit. Stay faithful. Maybe we'll make it to 100. And who knows what the hell we'll do. Probably something insane. Anyway, have a good night. Bye.
I'm sorry, the file you downloaded has been corrupted.
Jerry, problem with the scene?
Ooh.
Steven, this isn't good. Nothing's working. It's like 150 degrees inside this head. All these crops are garbage.
You know what E.T. was made out of?
What?
E.T. was made out of brown Play-Doh and chicken wire.
I did not know that, Steven, and I'm thrilled for your success.
Thank you.
But I just don't think the audience is ever really going to believe I'm a bee.
All right, look. Why don't you just make it a cartoon?
All right.
It's a cartoon!
Anybody know how to draw?
I do.